Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sullivan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sullivan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason takes first base on ball four. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sullivan, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Gleason moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to second. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Hale steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hayworth to Gehringer covering second. The throw back to home, and Vosmek is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Gleason who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Sullivan goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to home to get Walker. Gehringer moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sullivan, and towards Rogel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. Gleason moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Burns takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Burns moves to third. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sullivan. Vosmick moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Trosky moves to second. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner pinch hits for George Blyaholder. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gleason strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Joe Sullivan. Flea Clifton pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Cochran now catching. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hughes hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing right field. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-4 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.